Sechs Ehren per Exam mischne und alle fünf per Ches mischne Gimmel. Neusin oder Mo'al chen veni vila nachtoim. A man can give money to a shopkeeper or a baker. Kadesha Yizkele Erev so that he will acquire for himself a share in an Erev. Meaning, if a member of a courtyard or a member of a Mavoi knows that the people who are going to make the shit of Mavoyis, or the Erev Chatzeres, in his courtyard or in his Mavoi, he knows that they're going to come to this shopkeeper to buy food for the sake of the shit of Mavoyis or the Erev Chatzeres. So he gives money to the shopkeeper now, and tells him that when this person comes to buy food for the sake of the Shidim Avayis, or the Erev Chatzeres, give him the food which I paid for as well, so that he will use that food for the Shidim Avayis. So instead of a person giving food directly for the Shidim Avayis from himself, he tells the shopkeeper to give the food for him. Now the halach is, at least according to this Mishnah, that although Midoraisa money is a way of acquiring something, just by paying for something, that means that you already own it. Midrabbanan, paying for something does not transfer the ownership to you. Rather, in general, for items which you can move, such as food, you would need to lift it up in order to acquire it. Lift it up or bring it towards you, but just by paying for it, Midrabbanan does not transfer the ownership to the person who pays for it. So in this case, by this person paying the shopkeeper for that food, he does not acquire the food, which means that when the shopkeeper gives this food to the other person to make it as part of the Shidim Avayis, that food is not coming from the person who paid for it. So it will not help for him to be part of the Erev. However, Eliezer holds that in this case, the Rabbanon did not apply their decree, since it's for the sake of an Erev, which is a mitzvah in itself, and it allows people to carry, so it is permitted in this case, and the Erev will be valid even if he only pays for it and does not actually acquire it for himself. Divrei Eliezer, that is the opinion of Eliezer, who holds that since at least on a Midoraisa level, paying for it does transfer the ownership, so the Erev is considered valid. However, the Chachom say, Loi zachu lo ma'isav, his money does not acquire the Erev for himself, that food for himself, and therefore he is not considered to be part of the Erev. Just like in every other scenario, money does not acquire it. So to over here, the food is not considered to be his. Now the truth is, in general, an Erev Chatzeres can technically, and a Shidim Avayis as well, can technically be made by one member of the courtyard. And if he's a very nice man, then he can take food, which is enough for everybody. He can take his own food and say that he is passing the possession over to everybody else in the courtyard. And that is a valid Erev. However, even that would not help in this case. For example, if let's say the shopkeeper is a member of the courtyard, so even if he then takes his own food and says that he's passing possession over to everybody else in the courtyard so that it will be for the sake of an Erev Chatzeres, even in that case, this person who paid for the food would not be part of the Erev. Because since he paid for it, he's showing that he is only going to be part of the Erev if he actually acquires it for himself. Not if somebody else gives over the food for the sake of the Erev. So even in that case, this person would not be part of the Erev. Now, interestingly, the Mishnah continues, Umeidim, the Chachom Magritra B'Eliezer B'Sh'arkel Adam, with all other people who is not a shopkeeper, if somebody gives money to another member of the courtyard, and he says, when you contribute food to the Erev, also contribute on my behalf. In that case, Shezoch Lema Isov, his money does make him part of the Erev, the reason being that since he's not a shopkeeper who deals with food, when a person pays him to contribute food for him for the Erev, he's not paying for the actual food. He's paying for the other person to do a favor for him and to contribute for the Erev on his behalf. But he's not saying that that food should be considered mine. He's saying the food should still be considered yours, but you should do it on my behalf, and that way, even though the money does not acquire the food, he will still be part of the Erev, since that person will contribute to the Erev with him in mind as well. Now, though the next part of the Mishnah begins with She'ein, which implies that it's a continuation of the previous part, the Mefarshim explain that it's actually a new law, She'ein wa'arvin adam shel ela midaitai, the one is only able to make an Erev for somebody else with his knowledge and permission. And as the Mishnah continues, Omer Rabbi Yehuda said, Bamadvar Mamurim, when are these words said, Be'irubei Tachumin, when it comes to an Erev Tachumin, which is where one places food at the edge of one's Tachum, or within one's Tachum, so that he can travel further than 2,000 Amos in a particular direction on Shabbos. And the Mishnah is telling us that if one wants to make an Erev Tachumin on behalf of somebody else, he can only do so with that person's permission. And the Mishnah will explain why in a moment. But firstly, it contrasts it to Eruv Chatzeres, Aval Be'eruv Chatzeres. When it comes to Eruv Chatzeres, which are for the sake of allowing people to carry in a courtyard, Ma'arvin L'daita V'shelo L'daita, one can make an Eruv on behalf of somebody else, meaning one can include other members of the courtyard in the Eruv, both with their knowledge and even without their knowledge. One could do it without telling them and without their permission. So what is the reason for this difference? Because one is able to do something which is a gain for somebody else, not in front of him. But one is not allowed to do something which could be a loss for somebody, if not in front of him. And this is an important rule for many different things. And its application here is that when it comes to an Erev Tchumin, as we learned earlier on in the Masechta, what an Erev Tchumin does is that it changes one's Mokum HaShavisa from his house or his city to somewhere else. But whatever he gains on one side of the city, or on one side of his house, he loses on the other side. So although it could be a gain for him if he wants to go in that direction, it's also a loss for him because he can't go as much as he could before in the other direction. And because of that, you need his permission before making an Erev Tchumin for him. And if you do it without his permission, then it's not considered valid. On the other hand, when it comes to an Erev Chatzeres, at least in most scenarios, it's only considered to be a benefit. There's no loss. Without an Erev Chatzeres, he's not allowed to carry in the house. Whereas with an Erev Chatzeres, he can carry. He doesn't lose anything out, and therefore, one is able to include somebody else in an Erev Chatzeres, even without his permission and without telling him.